Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Own a small biz and need a reliable way to reach new customers? Try TikTok for Business.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today with TikTok for Business. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Welcome back. It's the WIP Afternoon Show. Broads in for the fellas. It's Tuesdays with Elliot. ESP in for the hour. How would you say the first segment went for our first time on air?
It was good. I mean, you know, look, I love talking football with football guys. Mm-hmm. You obviously qualify as that. Mm-hmm. You know, it's a little quieter maybe than normally my Tuesday shifts are. Normally by now, Ike's taking his glasses off and is sweating. But that's why I love learning from Ike in those debates.
All right, so that's perfect that you brought that up because I wanted to get your thoughts on just the state of the Eagles and all that. Because I'm a listener. I love the afternoon show.
Thank you.
I'm a big fan. I love when you're on Tuesday. I love the whole thing. And there are some days where it seems like you're very pro-Eagles and the way that they're trending. There are other days where you seem a little bit in question. What is the official ESP stance as we gear up for a big game
on
Sunday?
Here's two things you have to know about me.
Okay.
First of all, I love the emotional roller coaster. I love being like 1 week down on the team, next week up. Like, I'm fine with that.
Okay.
Things change in the NFL. I also think the best minds are willing to change them. If you're going to stick to something throughout the whole year, like, then you're just ignoring what's happening on the field, right? So there's definitely been times I've been down on this team. But right now, as I sit here on the second annual Jalen Hurts Appreciation Day, mm-hmm. there's no team in the NFL I would rather be heading into the postseason than the Eagles.
Okay.
I think they're improving as the season goes on, like they normally do under Nick. I think they have the best resume of any team in the NFL. I mean, they have beaten quality teams. I know now some of those wins have not aged great, like the Chiefs win and that. But at the time, that's a really quality win. They are defending Super Bowl champions. They have won in the postseason. They have a quarterback that I think is going to be, if not the best in the NFC going in, the second best. Like, who else would you rather be at this point? Yeah. The Rams are not going to be probably the top seed at this point. They're going to be on the road throughout the postseason.
Seattle,
the Seahawks have never won a postseason game with Sam Darnold. Sam Darnold's never won a postseason game. The Bears have never played in a postseason game. The Niners, they're interesting. They're coming on at this point. They have a good quarterback head coach duo. But I think the Eagles are in a great spot.
Okay. Now, as we continue to talk about Jalen Hurts and appreciate him on the second annual Jalen Hurts Appreciation Day,
you got to get t-shirts.
We need a lot.
You need t-shirts.
Coffee
yeah.
mugs,
yes.
tattoos,
yes.
the whole shebang. Spike needs one. Jalen Hurts Appreciation
He's
Day.
He's a big t-shirt guy.
No, tattoo.
Oh, he would maybe do that.
You think?
Well, so
for the bit?
It's got to be some kind of wager. Like if they win the Super Bowl again.
You could talk Spike into a Jalen tattoo. I think fairly easily.
Hold on. I'm writing that down in my notes for 4 o'clock.
If they win the Super Bowl. You
4 p.m. Hold
on. The issue is it's likely.
Ask Spike tattoo.
There you go.
Jalen. Okay. Hopefully
it's done right there.
Hopefully I remember. Here's another question I have for you. Because I was asking Luke this before the show. Do you think the Jalen haters, do you think it's a very loud minority in town? Or do you think there's actually a really good amount of people that truly disrespect him? Because I think it's the latter. But I do wonder sometimes, am I screaming at 10% of people, and I'm allowing that rage to bother me when it's such a small minority. They're just loud.
Yeah. So two things. One, the former and the latter always confuses me.
Okay.
To be completely honest.
The second.
Okay. There we go. The second.
The second.
Right. Because now I'm throwing you off.
Yes.
But here's what I would say when it comes to Jalen. I think that there are more Jalen supporters in the city than there are detractors, for sure. But I also think the detractors are not completely wrong. But he's a very interesting quarterback. The resume is Hall of Fame worthy. Jalen is on a Hall of Fame track.
Here we go.
But we also do watch the games and see that the passing offense struggles with Jalen at quarterback, that the offense they run sometimes is not they have to run a certain offense for Jalen. But I think where the detractors miss it is every quarterback has issues. And if there was any other quarterback in this, if Josh Allen was the quarterback, right?
Mm-hmm.
We'd be saying
turnovers.
Never gotten it done in the big game. Turns it over all the time, right? Mm-hmm. Like that's his problem. Like, you can't win with a guy that turns it over that way. And you can't, it's like McNabb. Honestly, we'd probably view him like McNabb. He can get you guys to the big game in the playoffs, but he can't win it. So it is fair for Jalen detractors to bring up flaws in his game. Where I think they miss it is we are never going to have a quarterback in this city more perfect for the job than Jalen.
This is just excellent radio.
Just facts.
Excellent radio. All right, we're going to get back to the phones. You did mention, though, something at practice. Was there some news at practice?
Yeah, so I'm not at practice because I'm here with the second annual Jalen Hurts Appreciation Day. But apparently Lane Johnson not practicing today, which is very interesting because there's been reports that he was going to play. I feel like Lane has hinted a few times on social media that he is coming back as an official emoji reader. He has certainly put out some eye emojis, those type of things. But Jalen Carter's practicing like people thought. Like, Jalen's out there.
So two things. It's either it's not recovering the way that it needs to recover, or they're thinking it's just really not worth putting you out there. Let's get you ready for the playoffs.
So I'll be honest in saying, I don't have inside information about this one. This is just reading the tea leaves.
Sure.
But when Adam Schefter says, you're expecting to play.
That's Howie Roseman telling Adam Schefter, you don't think?
It's that, or I don't want to guess the source, but it is not, Joe on the corner. It is one of three people that would know the answer. So it's hard not to feel like at this point, Lane's not recovering the way they wanted to. There was a piece on Hard Knocks where they're doing this whole thing about how he's recovering quicker than people think. And they're, in the barn working out. And then there's reports he's probably going to play against Washington. Doesn't do that. Reports he's going to play this upcoming week. He's not practicing today. So I think Lane is obviously a hard worker. He's clearly proven to be a quick healer. But it is just very weird that he keeps not practicing after all these reports that he is going to play.
Yeah. All right. We'll continue to monitor the situation. Until then, to the phones. Mace in North Philly. What's up, Mace?
Hey, good evening.
Good evening.
What's up, Mace?
Hey, first of all, I'd just like to say thank you very much for this show.
Of course.
This is great. It was definitely overdue.
Don't thank me. Thank Jalen. I'm just a guy. I'm just a guy with a man bun and a bandana.
It's a nice bandana, though.
Thank you.
You pull it off well.
Thank you.
Yeah. I just wanted to say, ever since last year, it's been negative, negative, negative. And to be honest with you, I'm just kind of sick of it. I drive around all the time, so I have to listen because I can't listen to music. I'm too old. But
there an age limit on music? Not that you shouldn't be listening to WIP, but just the way that you said it. We love that you listen to WIP. I want to be very clear. You should listen to WIP all day, every day. But the way you said it, it's almost like there's an age limit on music.
Well, I think sometimes if you listen to music for too long, you start to get a headache.
Sure. And no one ever gets a headache when they listen to me.
Exactly.
That's correct.
Yeah, that's it. Two very voices that go smooth down right here.
That's right.
No, it's an old argument about who is the greatest quarterback, Marino, because he got so many stats. But the truth is, if anybody ever paid attention, the greatest quarterback of all time is Terry Bradshaw. He threw ducks and he threw a bunch of weird passes, but he won four bowls.
Well, wouldn't that make Tom Brady the greatest?
Well, actually, yeah.
I love that.
Oh, that's phenomenal. That's phenomenal.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. The best minds are willing to change it.
Yeah, yeah.
New information.
Yeah, no, I'm saying, okay, Brady first. But then after Brady, it would be Bradshaw, not Marino.
Just winning in general is something that needs to be valued more. And it's crazy because he really does live it. There are a lot of athletes that say they care about winning, but not all of them act on it in a way that Jalen. I really do believe if Jalen had a game with one passing yard and won the game 3-0, he would be just as happy as if they put up 40 points.
I don't know about that. Jalen likes his numbers a little more than you think.
One yard, 3-0, W. Do you get the W? W. I think he'll take that
one
any day.
One W, 1 yard.
That's right.
I agree with you, Broach.
That's
right. I ain't
gonna lie. See? Mace is very smart.
Let me ask you and Mace a question.
Okay.
If Jalen wins a Super Bowl this year, is he going the next year as the number one rated quarterback in the NFL?
He should. He should in my eyes.
Mahomes torn ACL. Burrow wouldn't have got it done again. Allen wouldn't have got it done again. Lamar wouldn't have got it done again.
No, I mean, that's what he should go in, but that doesn't mean that's what's going to happen.
Right. No, I'll tell you for free, Mace, and I appreciate the call. It wouldn't happen.
I think if he wins the Super Bowl this year, he will finally, like, find himself higher on the list.
Wait, you're telling me the first Super Bowl wasn't good enough?
I'm just saying.
Now, I started the show off and I said that he should be appreciated in the same way that Brian Dawkins, Brandon Graham, and these guys do. And I know there's a big difference between BG and B-Dawk. Not that BG isn't beloved here, but I do feel all we ever wanted, Elliot, was a Super Bowl. And I don't say this lightly. I mean this. Before 2017, I know Jalen wasn't a part of that, but there were a lot of us Eagles fans that said, and again, I don't say this lightly, I need to see a Super Bowl before I die. Mm-hmm. Before I no longer breathe on earth, I need to see it. We finally got one. And now we have a quarterback that brings us to 2 and 3 years, and we're constantly in the mix, and we have that. In what world do you no longer have that same... Is it because we won one before? Do you think it's because Jalen wasn't the first and Nick Foles did it, so now we view the way we can get it done differently? I don't understand.
Well, you're saying why is not Jalen ranked... Why is he not ranked higher?
But how is he just still in this position where you're saying it's going to take another Super Bowl for him to get credit and to be rewarded and to be looked at as one of the best ever? Like, all we ever want as a city is a Super Bowl before we die. We have someone who's constantly putting us in that position and accomplishing the goal. Yeah, I need to have an appreciation day for him.
So
it just doesn't make sense to me.
I agree with you. I got in a fight with many people at the station when I put him on my Eagles Mount Rushmore. So, like, I am with you on this as to what the answer is. I do think it's because he does it differently than other quarterbacks. Like, he truly, like, they're not a great passing team with Jalen. Like, it is what it is. They're not a great passing team. That doesn't mean he's not a great quarterback. But because they win different ways, and to your point, he wins by taking care of the ball, I truly do think, like, the shoulder up thing, to steal a quote from my good podcast partner, James, like, matters with Jalen. And I also think the draft stock. If he was the number one pick in the draft, I think he would be viewed as a Hall of Fame quarterback right now. But because he was a second round pick, he has to prove to people in a way early picks do not. Mm. Like you're telling me if Jalen got picked number one overall, went to a Super Bowl in his second year as a full-time starter, won a Super Bowl in his fourth year, wins 80% of the time, does the dual threat quarterback thing, is like the man off the field in terms like a Jordan brand, time 100. You're telling me this dude wouldn't be talked about as a Hall of Famer if he wasn't the first overall pick? Went to Alabama and Oklahoma. Like, it is, I think draft stock has hurt Jalen because he has had to prove he is like a certain level of player, as opposed to a guy like a Trevor Lawrence, or I'm trying to think of their first overall, Joe Burrow. Like, Joe Burrow's been to a Super Bowl, but he is constantly mentioned in those top five, even though Jalen has, without question, accomplished more in the NFL than Joe Burrow has.
That's interesting, because I almost wonder if
And was
this...
almost as good in college, honestly.
No, I'm
I mean,
with
Joe
you.
Burrow had the 1 year Jalen did not have.
Yeah, but the LSU year was unbelievable. But it is interesting, because I almost feel, could it be the opposite, where because Jalen was the second rounder, they view him as not good enough? Or are you saying the
saying.
Same thing?
I'm saying
okay,
because,
you're saying the same
because
thing.
He was drafted in the second round.
I don't know if I agree with the first.
And let's be honest.
Yeah, go ahead.
The Eagles drafting him and basically selling him as a backup quarterback also didn't help.
Yeah.
Right? Like,
I feel like he'd still get criticized. If anything, I think they would look at him if he was drafted number one overall. It's not living up to a number one overall standard still. I think that's where I disagree. I think people would say he doesn't have the arm, he doesn't have the passing game. You thought he'd be this type of wizard quarterback.
But he has the resume.
But he would have the resume. But he has the resume now!
But you're asking why is he not given the credit? I think it's because...
So that's what he's missing.
I think that's part of it.
That's what he's missing.
And he's quiet off the field. Like, I'm not saying it's a negative, but...
He's boring.
Like, if you compare him to Dawkins and Brandon Graham, like, Jalen does a ton of stuff in the community. Jalen represents a franchise at a high level. But, like, Brandon Graham is someone where you feel like you could go get a beer with him. Mm-hmm. Like, I don't think Jalen gives off that same type of vibe. And so, like, I mean, Jalen is without question, like, higher, I think, on the list of all-time Eagles than Dawkins or Brandon Graham.
I agree.
Like, he's a quarterback. Like, but Dawkins and BG relate to the fans, I think, in a way Jalen does.
100%. 100%. But strictly football. Jalen should be number one that this organization has ever seen.
He is.
I know, but you say B Dawk and people get their little tight.
Yeah,
down
Dawkins
below the
is awesome, but Jalen's a quarterback. It's a harder job. I know what to say.
I'm with you. Mike in Westmont, you're in WIP. What's up, Mike?
Here at Blue Apron, we know exactly how hectic school nights can be. That's why we created Assemble and Bake. Delicious one-pan meals that make family dinner simple. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients and put the pan in the oven to bake. Then you're free to help out with that last-minute diorama. Shop Assemble and Bake at BlueApron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit BlueApron.com/terms for more.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Hey, how you guys doing?
Good. How are you?
Good. First off, honestly, the two of you are probably two of my favorites on the station.
Thanks, Mike.
Wow.
I like when you guys, like, I like when you pop up on different shows. You know?
Thank you.
And then
it's good to finally be on the afternoon show, you know?
Yeah, Elliot doesn't have that much airtime around here.
Exactly.
It's disappointing.
Well, the second thing I was going to say was that it's nice to actually have, like, during these hours of the day, some, like, a positive actual segment, you know, a positive show, because I always feel like Spike and Jack are just so,
well, they,
like,
they can, well, be positive.
Yeah,
to be fair.
Listen, my big thing, and I know not everybody catches the whole 4 hours, but my big thing is, let's appreciate Jalen. You know, yes, people do have some opinions on Jalen that isn't as glowing as ours, but no personal shots at the other guys. We love them. We love them here.
No, of course.
And
yeah,
we're afraid of them.
I'm not afraid of them. I love them. Big difference.
Well, so I am, like, I called you last year on this day. Mm-hmm. Well, not this day, but, you know, when you did your first annual Appreciation Day. And I gave you a hard time because I had gotten into an argument with you about, like, 3-4 months before that, where it was, you said that the segment of your show was, what's wrong with Jalen Hurts? And then I called you to kind of give you, like, a hard time about it when you did this show.
Mm. I did a show that was what's wrong with Jalen Hurts.
You did. And it was about 3-4 months before you did your first Jalen Hurts annual appreciation day.
Okay. I'll go back to the archives.
Well, it seems like that means you truly believe in Jalen now.
Yeah. So I definitely believe in Jalen now. I'm confused on why I questioned him so much on that day. I'm a little I got to look in the mirror.
I don't call that often, so I definitely, you know.
No, I'm not. Dude, I think you might be right. This may have just killed my whole entire day. I was feeling great about my show, my preparation.
Not at all.
Now I question the man 4 months before my first Jalen Hurts Appreciation Day.
Here's the thing, Mike, and we should make sure Brody understands this. It's okay to question Jalen at times.
No, it's not.
It is okay to question.
Stop
him.
It. You're
but
doing that thing again.
We can land on the, you know.
You're doing that thing again.
Like, he's had bad weeks.
No. Go ahead, Mike.
First the Chargers.
And I'm literally just calling up to say that I appreciate your consistency over the last year. I've heard you call, I've heard you, you know, on different shows, you know, the afternoon show or other shows where you just say, like, no, Now he could do, you know, he had a bad game, but like he's a great quarterback. And with all the ups and downs this year, like it's nice to have this day for, you know, the fans. And the last thing I'll say is, I don't know if you guys caught it, but did you see the clips of Jalen after the fight with the Commanders?
Yeah, with Steen.
Well, Steen, and then also him holding back Saquon.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
He had Saquon, like, you know, by the pads and was kind of like, you know, keeping him out of trouble. But it was like, you know, if any of those reports were true and everybody was, you know, Jalen's such a malcontent or something, like that stuff just doesn't happen. You know, I think he's a leader and I think guys respect him. And I think it's just like, you know, that's the thing I appreciate about him the most.
Sure. No, Mike, we appreciate your call. Thank you so much. I do think he's an interesting guy. Like, he's definitely a different personality that you have to figure out.
I think this is the difference between being Jalen and being Brian Dawkins and Brandon Graham. Jalen, his entire life, he was one of the best players in Texas high school football. He went to Alabama, Oklahoma, came to Philadelphia, was thrown into a quarterback controversy, plays in what I think the quarterback of the Eagles is the toughest job in sports. I don't think you can name another job in American sports that is tougher, right? So I think when we talk about like why Jalen is more reserved, it's similar to how you hear like Joel doesn't connect to his teammates in a way, or maybe, you know, like, I don't know if Bryce is like the most loved Philly in the locker room, because when you're that guy, like when you are that guy, and whoever the best flyer is, you can say whoever you want, Miechkoff, whoever. Like, honestly, this year you're starting to hear stuff about Miechkoff, right? Like,
oh, yeah.
When you are that guy, I just think it's different in how you relate to people.
Sure.
And honestly, that's, McNabb was good at it for being like the guy.
Yeah, no, that's all fair. All right, well, listen, we're winding down here.
Sad. I feel like there were some callers I wanted to talk to.
Do you want to sneak in one more?
Derek has an issue with me.
Oh, okay. Oh, sure. Bone to pick with Elliot. Okay. Well, on your way out, let's rip Elliot.
Yeah, I would love to talk to Derek.
Derek, how are you?
What's going on? Yo, real quick with the Eagle, with Jalen Hurts, right?
Yes.
I think that his personality, right, because he's so laid back and he's not loud and rah-rah, that hurts him with a lot of fans. You know what I'm saying? But as far as his play on the field, it irritates me that, like Hugh Douglas said, describe Jalen Hurts without saying the word winner, right? You play the game to win.
So, Derek, just quickly, and the Hugh thing aside, like, but what's interesting about the personality thing is, I don't think there's ever been a human that was better set up to be the quarterback of the Eagles than Jalen. Like, you have to be this way if you are going to wear the crown that is the most important athlete in the city and arguably the toughest city to play in America in terms of, like, attention, right? So I get your point about because he's laid back and, like, some fans don't like that, but I think he has to be that way in order to carry the pressure that he carries every day by being the quarterback of the Eagles.
And listen, before I get to your issue with you, like, if you really like watch football every Sunday, right?
Mm-hmm.
I think a lot of people just watch the numbers and they're like, oh man, this guy did this. But if you really watch football, like last night, Brock Purdy lit it up, right? But if you watch football all day Sunday, it'd only be a couple quarterbacks who just light it up every single week.
Well, and the other thing that stands out, Derek, is other quarterbacks miss throws too. You know, like when I rewatch Jalen every day after the game the next day, like he misses throws. Like he missed throws against Washington. But then you look around the league and a lot of guys miss throws.
I don't want to hear nothing about Josh Allen this year because now ain't no Mahomes, right?
Mahomes. This is his year.
He's a big dog now. Joe Burrow's going home. Like you got a bunch of young guns out there like Bo Nix and Drake May and all them. So I don't want to hear no excuses.
Agreed.
If Josh Allen don't run through the AFC. But, Elliot, my issue with you is it's petty, right? But, listen, I like how you engage. I like you know, how you use your words on Instagram and all that. But the fact that you don't have the comments on there, it's like you'll say something to get people riled up, right? But then we can't even come on there and be like,
You're an idiot.
Yeah.
Well, can I be honest, Derek?
You can comment on LeBron James' Instagram, right? And he got millions of followers. But we can't. If you want to get to millions of followers, bro, you got to turn.
Derek, I love constructive criticism.
Yeah.
It's good. I feel like there's enough social media apps people can yell at me on. But maybe I'll follow Derek back so he can comment on mine.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
There we go. There's a fine bone to pick with.
Fine bone.
Yeah. There's lots of other things he could have.
Nothing wrong with a fine bone.
Well, look, I know
we
I'm
like
out of here,
bone.
Brody.
Yes.
Brave of you to do this
of
today.
Course. Oh, well, listen.
I'm gonna have to tell Jalen about it.
Do you think he stole anything? Do you think someone showed?
He took the picture for the poster.
Besides the poster that we posted together. Do you think BG was, because BG, big WIPsman, right? Maybe Kelsey, big WIPsman. You ever think they go, yo, check out this Broads kid, man.
I think so. He's all in. You got to hear this guy.
He's all in.
I'm just trying to picture Jalen tuning in and hearing you two talk and be like, what in the world is happening right now? just completely thrown off.
That's how he's going to lead his press conference later today.
I was listening on my drive to the NovaCare.
Yeah. Hey, I'll be at his press conference and see if it comes up.
If this continues, though, and then he rides out with, I don't know, let's say 4 Super Bowls, and he retires at age 35, he gives us a hell of a run, I think one day he'd be sitting in here with me on his way out.
Co-host. You guys on the afternoon show?
On the afternoon show. Filling in two days before Christmas.
Yeah, they're a good save there, buddy.
What? Filling in. Because I know I'm not taking over until I'm maybe 50. We've done the math. Well, okay. We were talking about, maybe we were around 50.
Once Spike's in the Hall of Fame and
right,
all that.
On the wall, maybe.
Jack somewhere on there.
Jack as well. Okay, well, we're going to stop this.
And coming
up next, actually, speaking of, is Spike Eskin to check in on how his program is doing.
I'm going to have to listen to this.
I think he's going to enjoy everything he heard. Maybe not. It's Broads in for the afternoon show on WIP.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop. We've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience. I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detecttheSOS.com to learn more.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.